Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for October 2nd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers In content. First up, we are looking for our October patron, which could be you if you want to sign up at patreon.com/thegamersin. Of course, you can listen to these minis when they release after the early access period on Patreon, but if you want them directly into your podcatcher, if you become a patron, you get a little audio RSS feed that you can load into your podcatcher and get the show directly without having to go to Patreon. So it's a really cool feature, and it helps support the show. Now, speaking of the show, for the Gamers In, after taking last week off, I'm back this week with guest co-host John Jagger. We're looking to discuss Resident Evil 4 DLC, Separate Ways, which just released on September 21st. I had a really good chat with my co-host Lou on Zombies Ate My Podcast about the DLC, getting into the more, like, you know, right into the details of the DLC and how it fits within, you know, the video game and whatnot, having been, some would consider, I don't know, some say it's cut content, but really what it is like kind of, it adds into the game Ada Wong's story, which she does intersect with the game, but she kind of goes her own separate way throughout the story. So this kind of fills in that gap. It's a really good piece of DLC, and I'm looking forward to chatting about it with John. Now, the week after, we'll have Monica, Wicked Kitten, on the podcast, where I'm hoping to check out The Lamplighters League, which is a brand new game coming to Game Pass. It's sort of like an XCOM tactics-style game. So really looking forward to that one. And being able to podcast with Monica, that's going to be super fun. We'll have more guests throughout October and into November as Jocelyn is on maternity leave. And, of course, we'll share the news on the show once baby Kearney arrives, so stay tuned for that. For Extra Life, our next Extra Life event is Avendad's N64 War that will be streaming Friday, October 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can check out that that show, tiny.cc/watchavendads. We'll have links in the Discord and Twitter and stuff, so don't worry about having to remember that. But we also have all of our links on our Extra Life page, bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2023. I'm really excited for this event because, honestly, I haven't played a lot of the N64 games that are part of the Nintendo Switch Online collection. And unfortunately, we are tied to that. That's going to be what we use for the event. Games we're looking to play are GoldenEye 007, Mario Kart 64, as well as Mario Party, the original. So look forward to that. Now, you know, I would love to play Smash 64, but unfortunately it's not part of that service, and I don't see Nintendo dropping it onto the service before the 13th. But I'll be joined by Crofton, Travis, and Whirlwind. Travis, who was on the show, or just our last episode, talking about Sea of Stars. So we're going to have a lot of fun with the N64 games, and it's going to be a little competition, and yeah, we hope you look forward to it. I know the reception has been really cool, so I'm kind of really excited to get to it. So bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2023 for more details. For Summoner's Call, we have a mini this week covering the Legendary Hero, then back again the next week to cover Special Heroes. These are likely to be Halloween themed, or in Fire Emblem Heroes, they call it the Harvest Festival, so look forward to that. Now, upcoming video games. It's a busy month. October's pretty busy. So let's get through this. We've got Disgaea 7 out on the 3rd, Hellboy Web of Word out on the 4th, Assassin's Creed Mirage on the 5th, Wargroove 2 on the 5th as well, Detective Pikachu Returns on the 6th, NHL 24 on the 6th as well. We have Forza Motorsport out on the 10th, Roblox coming to PS4 on the 10th, Lords of the Fallen out on the 13th, SpongeBob SquarePants The Cosmic Shake out on the 16th. That looks to be the next-gen version of that game. That game might have already come out, but you'll be able to play the PS5 and Xbox Series version of that game very soon. Skull Island Rise of Kong out, when is that out? It's out on the 17th. Sonic Superstars is out on the 17th as well. That's that new multiplayer Sonic side-scrolling game. Gargoyles Remastered out on the 19th. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 on the 19th. The Jackbox Party Pack 10 on the 19th. Now here comes the 20th. Marvel Spider-Man 2 and Super Mario Bros. Wonder out on the 20th. City Skylines 2, while it was delayed on console, is still coming to PC on the 24th. Just Dance 2024 is out on the 24th as well. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 on the 24th. The Lord of the Rings Return to Moria on the 24th. Dave the Diver launches on Switch on the 26th. Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord out on the 26th. Ghost Runner 2 out on the 26th. Alan Wake 2 out on the 27th. That one got delayed. It was, I think, delayed a couple weeks. They wanted to kind of get away from all the bigger games that were coming out. I think mainly that 20th slot, they wanted to kind of get behind Spider-Man and Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Although I would argue October is still crazy busy, but I feel like Alan Wake 2 is a great fit in October, especially closer to the end of the month. Now, finally, we have EA Sports UFC 5 out on the 27th as well. That's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great couple weeks.